Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome one of my personal favorite local groups here in Studio 1A, Honey Rude. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Taylor. That's a nice thing to say.
They've got a debut album coming out. It's called The Color Blue, and they got a show tonight. They're playing tonight at the Mohawk at 11, and then they'll be playing Hole in the Wall on September 15th, both in support of this new album coming out on August 18th. Guys, what are we going to hear first?
Picture of your heroes on the wall. Your friends, a bunch of alcoholic angels I recall. When I felt the growing pains of all the people that I blame, I want to be person, I am sorry that I'm there. I know you're not the one who still on my body fast. I'm giving you up when you ask for news and you feel you lost time. Sorry that I'm there. Am I stupid? Am I missing out? Don't touch me, I might cry. Come on, babe, I want to dissipate you. My day just in time.
I know you're not just the one who looks a lot like bad advice. I'm with you when you the news and you feel you must die. In a world where nothing is sacred, others will and you might find. Are you your own fate that dies to live forever in your mind? Forever in your
That's Austin's Honey Rude. We're here in Studio 1A. They're playing the Mohawk tonight at 11. Their debut album, The Color Blue, comes out on August 18th. They've got a release show for that, too, in September, on September 15th, at the Hole in the Wall. But don't forget, they're playing the Mohawk tonight, so you can go see them. You're hearing great stuff now, and you can hear great stuff in just a couple of hours. I am here talking to lead vocalist, guitarist, Miss Jess Ledbetter. Hello. So you guys have been, Honey Rude's been around for 4 years or so?
No, about 2 years, although Ian and Billy started another band a couple years before that saw a couple different singers and drummers and eventually arrived at this lineup. So I guess it's been in the works for about 4 years, but I've been a part of it for two.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about what in this incarnation for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And our anniversary is coming up, actually.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't know what 2 years is. Is that leather? I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the story. So getting from forming 2 years ago, and you guys have put out some music in between then, but now you're getting the full awesome debut. And the sound's evolved a little bit. You guys are very, very loyal to that 90s sound, which is just so excellent. But I've heard as your music has evolved, you've committed more and more to the shoegaze and less to being like fairly new wave post-punk.
Yeah, I don't know if we necessarily set out to be a shoegaze band, but you know, when you start playing together and you're excited, there's a certain energy about the songs, and as time went on and we explored different dynamics, you know, we started making stuff that was a little bit dreamier or prettier or had a softer vocal style, which is kind of a newer thing for me. And it's really just us pushing it and seeing what's the most fun and the most relevant for us.
So let's talk about how you guys got together. And Ian, you're out of New York, or were in New York?
Chicago.
Okay, Chicago. So let's talk about the meeting story, how you guys all came to be where you are today.
So I was living in the north suburbs of Chicago, and I was in this band called The Danger, kind of this 70s power pop mod kind of band. And I played with this guy, Mike, and Mike moved to New York and met Jess. And then Mike moved here to Austin. We started a band. And then Mike moved back to New York, and Jess moved here, and then we needed a singer, and that's how we met Jess.
The detail that he's politely omitting was that Mike and I had a band together, and we were in a relationship for a few years, and are still, you know, still friends. And so when he went back to New York, and he was having some trouble booking shows, and I was trying to help with that, and he found out I was moving here, and he was like, "Well, actually, I have a band for you." And so the day after I moved to Austin, I went to band practice. And I had already been putting vocals on some of their demos prior to that, just to kind of see if they were even interested in what I could offer. And so, yeah, it was pretty instantaneous upon my arrival.
That's awesome. And so refreshing to have, like, the story of love and rock and roll have positive outcomes. That's so nice.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how it all played out, really. I think that Mike had a lot of influence on both of our lives as musicians, so it's kind of a... We're the happy baby of that, I guess.
That's wonderful. We're talking to Jess Ledbetter and Ian Lund. They're in Honey Rood. They're half of Honey Rood. Can you guys introduce us to the rest of the band?
Yeah, it's Paul Goetz on drums and Billy Kunith on bass.
Excellent. Awesome. Their debut album, The Color Blue, is out on August 18th. They're playing tonight in just a couple hours down at the Mohawk. You still have plenty of time to get there. And they'll be playing again at Hole in the Wall on September 15th, both in support of this awesome, awesome debut record they've put out. What are we going to hear next?
It's a song called Something About Milwaukee. It's not about Milwaukee at all, though.
We'll be right back.
We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Honey Rude. Ugh. Shoegaze brilliance happening in our studio. They're playing the Mohawk tonight at 11, so all of the spectacular music and energy you're listening to right now, you can hear it more and more of it at 11 o'clock tonight. Their debut album, The Color Blue, comes out on August 18th. They're going to be doing another show on September 15th at Hole in the Wall. Man, you guys really rock that vocals at center stage. No, not so much sentiment. I really, really dig that.
We really stress out every sound guy we work with, except for Mike Nicolai.
Good guy, Mike.
It's understandable, yeah.
So before we talked a little more about Ian and how you guys kind of came together, I'm speaking to vocalist Jess Ledbetter now. So let's talk about your influences. You had mentioned earlier that singing in this regard was you were singing sweeter and lighter, and that was different for you. So what was the before?
I don't know. I guess it's changed a lot over time, but there's something about being a lady singing, and there's this sort of opposition to the really sweet female voice that I felt of not wanting to just be like another chick singer that's like singing real cute all the time.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I'm inspired by Kim Gordon and PJ Harvey and Angel Olsen, which is the opposite of what I said. But I like people that play around and that, you know, are theatrical and have deep voices and explore their range and sound ugly sometimes. And
oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of a battle of trying to find the sweet spot at every practice and every show of demonstrating emotion and attitude when it's necessary and being able to kind of sit back and just blend with the song and just let it be pretty and not be afraid of that alternatively, you know?
Not being afraid of letting it be pretty. I like that.
That's how I feel.
that's awesome. So you guys talked about some influence. Who would we be surprised to hear that you're influenced by?
Take it away, Paul. Okay, well, I asked the band what they had been listening to recently. Billy said Run the Jewels,
nice.
Which I'm into now. Paul said Tool and Pantera. And Ian
honest
said
answers.
The New Ride. And the New Charlatans. And I forget what I said. Oh, I was going through a Stereolab phase at the time,
sweet.
Which I go in and out of. I was listening to Yucky Duster a lot yesterday. I don't know, it really varies. I listen to a lot of ambient, haunted cartoon sounds at home. And for lack of a, I don't know, is there a genre for that?
It sounds like an April Ludgate quote. We're sitting here with Austin's Honey Rude in Studio 1A. Their debut album, The Color Blue, is out on August 18th, but they're playing tonight at the Mohawk. They go on at 11. They're also playing The Hole in the Wall on September 15th. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We're going to have these two songs and a bonus third song up on our website probably tomorrow, but very, very soon. Thank you so much to our multimedia team who has captured everything here. A lot of great photos and some videos that you'll be able to check out there, too. Thank you so much to Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove for making us sound awesome
in
here.
Thank you very much.
And Deidre Gott for putting this all together. My name is Taylor Wallace. You're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.